This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Scandinavian home products chain IKEA has done a survey here in the U.S. that included in-home visits with American families. And this is interesting. IKEA asked people to define the American dream. The answers we gave were not uniform, but generally we tend to say the American dream is about experiences and quality of life and not about buying more and more stuff. Now, if I were a furniture retailer that sold stuff, I'd bury those results and not tell a soul, but not IKEA. Joining us from Conshohocken, Pennsylvania, is Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you, David.
So experiences matter more than owning more stuff. Does this, as a guy who runs IKEA US, does this disappoint you? I mean, too bad the American dream isn't about buying more Pohang chairs or Vipul Schnupper dining room tables.
No, we are really happy for this. We can see also in the research that the small dreams in people's homes is very much about experience. For instance, the experience around the kitchen table. And of course, we design our products to help people to have those experiences in their homes. And you can say also that having a low-cost furniture help people to also realize other dreams, because you are not actually spending all your money on your home, but you're actually being free up space and economic resources to do other things.
Now, one of your colleagues, I think his name is Steve Howard, head of sustainability over there at IKEA. I think he said earlier this year that we may have reached peak stuff, peak home furnishings in maybe the Western world. How would you prepare for a future where people buy maybe a little bit less or buy a little less often?
Well, David, I think we are still very small. We have a 2.4% market share here in U.S. Mm. And we are a long way from having, so to say, a market dominance in the American market. So our mission is actually to help people to have products that are more sustainable. And for instance, when we are working now with windmills to produce energy, that we are now producing four times more energy than we are consuming in US. So buying from IKEA is also a way to have a sustainable contribution on the American market. And that we are really proud of.
No, I take your point about sustainability in your energy use and in your production. But aren't you part of sort of the disposable society? I mean, IKEA stuff is not meant to be heirloom quality and passed down through generations. You throw it out after a while.
It's really interesting that you say that, because our efforts regarding the circular economy, some part of that people are actually doing themselves, because we are filling eBay and other sites with a lot of secondhand purchases. But we also see that we could also organize people's second-hand use of products. We have a couple of examples in different countries that we now are going to look at also for the future here, how we can help people to organize how they can actually sell their IKEA furniture and get an opportunity for a second life.
Mr. Peterson, just because I have you on the line here, are you going to make it easier for me to get out of your store once I'm in? They're a little like the Hotel California, and I sometimes can't find the best path for the exit. I know I'm not alone in this. May I suggest like a GPS-enabled app or something to navigate?
I think this is something that some customers actually tell us. And of course, as you know, we have a restaurant midway. So if you get tired halfway, you can always stop and have a nice bite of Swedish meatballs or salmon. Otherwise, we are really working hard. I don't know, is Brooklyn your store or which is your closest?
I have used the Brooklyn store, but often I'm in the Elizabeth, New Jersey store.
Okay, because in Brooklyn we are now testing something we call hands-free shopping, which means that you still need to walk through the store, but we, by towards the end of your walk, you just tell us what you want to buy, and we take care of that and send it home to you for $99.
There you go. Lars Peterson is the president of IKEA US. Mr. Peterson, thank you for this.
Thank you very much, David.